test audio and video here. Let me see what you have, Albert. Do you see anything?
Nothing yet.
Somebody just, something just came across. Do you want to put Albert Casper in this video? Well, I'd like to see us in the video.
Are you live now?
There we go. Somebody just saw us. God's good? All right.
Everything's good.
All right. Volume's good too?
Everything's good.
All right. Turn your volume down if you would. Sounds like I figured out the volume control part too, so that's good. So, hey, folks. Oh, and then it's coming up on the old... maybe it's not. Maybe that was somebody. Oh, yeah. Somebody likes the video. Hey, so Public John Podcast. My name's John Harris. I am the host of the Public John Podcast because, well, everybody craps on me or pisses on me. So that's why it's the Public John. That's at least that's the route I'm taking. So thanks. Brian Niehan, who I work with over at in Galloway. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you tuning in. Paul Merritt likes the video. I don't know if he liked the first one or the second one. Hopefully he likes the second one, the one that we're on now. I hope he didn't like the first one because I thought I was like, no. There we are. And now we got some back. And there we go. And now we got rid of that. So there we go. Margie Homan says Albert Casper Jr. and two other people. Hey, Albert Casper Jr. is watching. Al Casper.
My man.
There it is. John Harris. This guy's turned out to be really a good friend of mine, and he's funny, and we're going to talk about probably some sports and some other BS, too, just because we can. Jesus Christ, look at this, man. Holy shit. Yeah. I look like the Michelin man. Man. Of course, when I first got this shirt, it didn't fit. So, I mean, that's the good side. That's the plus size. That's the plus size.
You're a comedian.
I'm a comedian. Joe Dudek joined. Hey, Joe, what up? Cheryl Reardon joined. Look at this. Jesus Christ. Well, I know, like I said, when I bought this shirt, it was really snug. So I can always go, oh, my God. But I still look like the freaking Michelin man.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man. No. I'm telling you, I really do look like it. So I'm going to try and look in the camera more. Somebody gave me grief about not looking in the camera last week. Hey, screw that, because I really want this to be more of a radio show than I do a video
John,
show.
John, this is your damn show.
I get along, man. He's like, it's your show, man. Don't take no bullshit from anybody. And he says that off camera. He says, it's your gig, man. Don't take out with anybody. And I'm like, you know what? He's dead on right. So this looks like it froze. Albert, I don't know what the heck's going on here. Do you ever just have a day when it looks like it's not your day? That's today. It hasn't been a bad day, but just everything is going wrong. But, you know, you deal with it, bro. So I don't want to share it on my timeline. Let's share it. I'm going to share this to a page before we get started on Wildfire. Share on a page you manage. That would be nice if it tells. There we go.
It's working.
It's working. It's working slow, though, bro. But that's okay. We'll get there. I don't think we need to do anything else. I think we just want to share it on the Public John and go from there. Looks like we're getting some people. Just a quick hi, guys. Open mic and AC. Have a great show. That's a pretty good open mic in Atlantic City. It's at the Bourree, Bourre, I believe. It's like a New Orleans theme kind of thing. That's a pretty good open mic. They do anything, music, and a huge stage. So it's
where,
like
where at AC?
New York Avenue, I think it is. Cool place. Free parking too, believe it or not. Yeah.
Believe that.
It's a cool place. It really is. So we got some people joining us. Joe Dudek says, hi, Joe. Are you going on? She's asking Margie if she's going on stage. She probably will. Phil Morris joined. Yo, Phil, what up?
It's my brother-in-law.
It's your brother-in-law. Phil. That's right. Brother-in-law Phil, right? And Paul. I don't know if you remember. Paul.
Lucky Paul was working. He wanted to come.
Oh, man. I will never forget the last time you guys were on, how low-key and quiet Paul was, and then he told the best story ever about Detroit and the bank. And I'm like, oh, man, that's so sweet. I'm like, it was one of those deals where it's like he didn't say much, but what he said was friggin' perfect. Phil says, we want Paul. We want Paul.
Next time, he's not here. I promise. Next time we'll do it. We'll
make sure Paul's here. Paul's not here this time. So Paul says, hey, Phil. Hey, Phil, dudes, that's it. So, guys, we'll talk about some stuff. We'll talk about anything you guys want. I'm going to get ready to put us on Wildfire Radio for the hour. So we hope you guys join us. And says that we are on wildfireradio.com, my friend. So we're on for about an hour from now. And okay. You guys want to talk to us, okay? And if not, I don't think either one of us give a rat's ass, do we? It happens. You guys want to talk to us, that's cool. And if you don't, you know, if I had feelings, you'd hurt them. But I think we got to worry about that.
They're their feelings.
This guy is dead on, man. That's my pal, man. So now you guys are getting busy with power washing, right?
That's why I was late coming for your show tonight. I was giving estimates all the way in Delaware.
Jeez.
Where else were we? I was West Deptford.
So, man, before it was just South Jersey. Now you're going to Delaware, Cape May.
I'm busy. It's good.
That's a good thing.
It's good.
Well, it's the time of year. We've been telling everybody.
All year long. You know, been working all year long.
Have you really?
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, last time I was here in, I think it was January.
Right.
Me and Paul were still getting it. So I'm not stopping.
I was going to say, you never stopped then.
Don't stop.
Yeah, because that's right. It was January, and you guys have been going ever since.
The best don't stop.
That's all that matters.
Keep calling.
Paul says no more checks.
No more checks.
Power wash. If it was my commercial, I would. Semi-commercial. There you go.
856-297-2984.
There it is. I do give the phone number every week. Get down with a ghost, baby. If you got a dingy house, he'll clean that sucker so good that if it's supposed to be white, you won't see the ghost next to the house because it'll blend in.
Paul, literally.
No kid. Yeah, Paul, I heard that. We heard that before. Paul, is that true? We heard that you like doing the decks. I heard that. Oh, remember that?
Next employee, get his ass up on that roof.
Man, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and it's almost like we went and got the guys from, what was the movie?
Southwood State Prison.
We got them at Southwood State. Yeah, oh, man, I'm telling you. I don't know what we did, but, oh, man. And the worst part is the recording until she found out what happened. And then when she found out he wasn't going to get punched. Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
But you know what? I mean, he said what he said, and he did what he did. So he's with it. He's got to go with it. You reap what you sow. He's still with the same girl, but this is the girl he had problems with when he was in college. What's the matter?
The live feed was going to go off for a second.
Oh, okay. And then it comes back. But, we may have to change the network in a minute here.
Sebastian Janikowski just retired.
Oh, did he retire?
So you don't have to deal with him anymore.
Oh, thank God. 800 million yard field goals.
That was my first Steelers game.
Was it really?
One at the new stadium.
Oh,
watching
man.
Him beat us with a 61-yard field goal.
Jesus, are you kidding me?
Yep.
I think I'm going to, while we're talking, I think I'm going to change the, it says we're, I guess every so often we may have to, but it looks like the live feed. Folks, if you see us, let us know or send us a comment here on the live feed. So I'm wondering if there's a network issue. It's not why we're late. Oh, there we go. It's going now. So, okay. Albert is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Die hard.
Die hard Steelers fan. My brother is too. He
good guy.
Oh, yeah. You don't know him that well. He is a good guy. Childhood we had. I'm telling you, he was never mind. let's just say always had bail money or a badge, and it took him home a lot.
Hey, that's good. Go Steelers.
There you go. He don't care. It's like go Steelers. I mean, he was already a little torched about Le'Veon Bell.
But at that game where he didn't show up. He came out there.
Yep, the last one
against the Patriots.
Yep, and never gave an excuse. Didn't show up for practice or workouts and didn't.
I think it was against Cincinnati. But he also didn't play the Steeler game.
That's just
Joe Hayden got the interception.
Oh, that's just Albert loves the Phillies though. I know better than that.
That's a damn lie.
I was just gonna say that's a lie.
That's a damn
Jimmy
lie.
Church joined. Hey Jimmy, how you doing? My friend Tracy's joined us. That's a little BS there.
Phil Sasson was lips.
You're a Braves fan, aren't you?
Diehard Atlanta Braves
die
fan.
Hard. Now, how did that happen?
My uncle was a head honcho at Wheaton's.
Okay, yep.
Took me to the vet, see the Phillies.
Right.
Got on the field.
Uh-huh.
Walked over to see Dalton and Lenny Dykstra.
Right.
And, you know, here I am, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
First game ever.
Yeah.
And they shut shit. I still have the ball to this day.
From the Atlanta guys?
Braves.
No kidding.
And same thing with the Steelers.
Oh, really?
Took me over there to meet Cunningham and Eric Allen.
Oh, man.
And at the time, Bubby Brister was the
Steelers quarterback. Yep, was the Steelers starting quarterback. I remember that.
Shook his hand. And that was
no kidding. That was it. So, well, I'm not going to tell you my first baseball because that just tells
Kansas
you.
Kansas City?
No, believe it or not. It was in Philly. I saw my very first game ever. I got to see Willie. I was 8 years old.
Willie Stargell.
Willie Mays. Against the Giants. Yeah. And Richie Allen. Richie Allen hit a 3-run homer. Willie Mays later on hit a 2-run homer. Right after I told this guy, I was a little kid. I'm a big Phillies fan. My first game live ever. Yeah. Old ballpark. I'm turning around and go, see, he is. Because he was saying, Richie Allen's a bum. That guy's no good. And I was like, see, he is good, man. He goes, yeah, he hit a home run. He goes, yeah, Willie Mays struck out once, too.
Yeah.
I was like, shit on your friend. Even at 8 years old, I'm going, that's a good line. And of course, 2 innings later, Willie Mays hits a 2-run home run. So I'm like, but I will say, he knew. Didn't do any of that. He was a cool guy.
Typical Philadelphia fan.
Actually, it was my dad that turned around, looked at me, and goes, "You got to be careful what you say, son. See, you got to be careful. It's going to come back." And I never got to meet anybody. But Willie Mays like waved over me and my dad. Weirdest thing I ever saw: bases were loaded with 2 out, and Richie Allen got picked off of third. Of third base. I'll never forget. How do you get picked off of third base?
Not paying attention.
Oh, well, that was his whole M.O. Is anybody that remembers Richie Allen, you'll know that great ball player, but there were a lot of times when he just wasn't engaged.
Weirdest thing I ever seen in a game, I was that's when it was at the Phillies.
Right.
J.D. Drew wouldn't sign. I don't remember if Scott Rowland was left and went with the Cardinals then, but it was at the Vet, and they were
J.D. Drew in right field when he went with the Cardinals. Yep.
That's when J.D. Drew played for the Cardinals. Did he go to the Cardinals?
I think it was the Cardinals
first.
That's who
they were playing then.
I think it was the Cardinals first. Yeah,
that was the – well, not so much weird, but I remember one of the – like something that happened in the Phillies game.
Oh, yeah. J.D. Drew always got booed and always got heckled. And they never let him live it down. But, he made his choice. I was just going to say, he's at the bank, and we're all scraping to buy a ticket.
He's not working for Cashers Power. I'll tell you
no,
that.
He's not. He's not that, he's not scrubbing decks for Cashers.
No, he's
not working IT at a hotel.
He starts acting up, his ass will be, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Tyreek Hill will be getting it this weekend. Tyreek, believe that.
Tyreek Hill's ass will be in Sweetsboro on Saturday. He's got to get some cash, so he needs to start working. I don't mean this runaway stuff. He need to work for a
little. Listen, I'm not going to be ignorant to him like he was his kids. I'm not going to beat him with a belt.
No.
I'm just going to tell him get his ass to work.
Just get
the Adam will let Paul set fire to his ass.
There you go. Paul will get it. That'll matter. A friend of mine, Sharon Foster Johnson, joined. Hi, Sharon. How are you? Grew up with Sharon down in Morris River Township.
There you go.
Down MRT. In Leesburg, baby. MRT.
Over the bridge.
Did some serious fishing and crabbing down that
over
way.
Over the bridge.
And she lived pretty close to the river, if I remember right. But, you could down off the pier, off the dock, just sit there and fish.
Yeah, I still got some friends down there.
Did?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't have that many. But I haven't been back there in, let me see. I don't want to say how many years, actually, because that gives away age, brother.
John, I was talking out of high school that long.
Yeah?
I know you probably feel.
Yeah, I get, I get a little.
I watched a girl's house the other day. And I went to high school with her, I graduated in 2001. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, 2001. I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Bridgeton, baby.
Ugh, Bridgeton.
VHS.
Oh, man. 2001.
Paul still looks the same, too. He went to high school with me. Paul looks still the same.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I hate you, Paul. You would never know to look at me now, but Sharon can probably attest to this. I was skinny. I eat like a horse, which is probably still why I got like a horse. And, man, I couldn't put weight on to save my butt. But then again, I was mowing people's grass at 10 years old.
You ain't hustling. You ain't trying to.
No, man, that's right. Paul Merritt's laughing at you.
He knows. He knows. Yeah, he looks in the mirror every day.
And he looks and goes, ha ha, 18. Man, that's bull, Paul. That's bullshit, man. So Sharon probably remembers, me running around like a little dweeb, fishing, crabbing. Having a good old time. Morris River Township, baby.
Leesburg, baby.
That's it. That's where it was. Leesburg. That's right. In the Berg. Yeah. Friend of mine, Jeannie's joined. Hi, Jeannie. Jeannie Coffee Sandwich. A nurse I think she's still a nurse or she's retired. A nurse. She was before that. She was a police dispatcher. I mean, she's yeah, she has. Did corrections at a juvenile home years ago in Vineland.
I did that. I did that for 1 year.
Did you?
That shit was overrated. Oh, yeah. That
shit's overrated. Uh-huh. It's not a great...
I did it right when I got out of high school.
Right.
And half the dudes in there, I played football or wrestled or played baseball.
Yeah, you're looking at him going, so, man, damn. What the hell did you do, yeah. Dude? What's up, bro?
Now, you know what they did. It's just you don't want to talk about it.
Right. Yeah, it's true. I was just going to say, you probably really know what they did. Yeah. You just don't want...
And then a few years later, I got to the prison.
Right.
To the male prison. And then okay. They're there now.
And so. You're still there. And how long you been there?
13.
So you got at least 7 to go, huh?
You got 25. I'll be starting my.
Oh, you got 25.
I'm lucky because now they got to do 30. Thank God. Woo! Thank God.
Really, 30?
Yeah.
Is that police and fire or is that PERS?
Yeah, it's police and fire. They got to do 30 now.
30.
And I mean, I give them credit. I mean, the young.
But you're grandfathered, right?
Yes, thank God. Oh,
so when did the 30 start? Just now? Or?
3-4 years ago. I'm pretty sure that's when it was.
30 years. Yeah. In that kind of field.
I mean, if you stop and think about it, I mean, I know it stinks, like, the money-wise right now, like, how it is, but they're going to make their money in time. Just like, I'm doing the same thing, like, you older guys were ahead of me were telling me, hey, in time, you'll make your money. And it's true.
And it is, once you get to a certain point.
The time flew by. I got there in 06. I was a single kid, still living at my mom and dad's.
Yep.
Now I'm 36 and 137.
Oh, man.
Two kids and...
Hey, Alicia, Casper, Adam, and Andrew. Yep. All say hi, Daddy.
Yep. I was just with them.
Were you?
My boys, yeah.
You left them to come here?
Absolutely.
Sorry, brother. That's I'm sorry. Right. They're probably happy right now.
At least you wash their masses and put them to bed. They want candy. It's all they want is candy.
All they want is candy?
That's it.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're right about this.
I'm glad I got a good dog. Rich in the next few years. Candy.
Well, just as long as somebody's making your money, right? Somebody's taking it, right?
Hey.
Oh, man.
Cash for power washing, got to get it. The prison
I was just going to say, everybody got to get it, right? Everybody got to get a little bit. Well, you know, it's one of them things where everybody's got to make it, so we might as well, you know, live our life the best we can and just keep going. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
right.
That's all you can do.
Ever since this past January.
Yep.
My life has been nothing but great. I got no complaints. Life's good. Home's good. Wife's good. Work's good.
Man, you can't kick that, brother.
Nope. I'm living.
Paul Merritt says he's running a 5-pound bag of M&M's over the boys right now. That's a true friend. Paul's like, over to the boys.
He's taking 5 pounds over there and... When we work this weekend, I'll make sure that his daughter, she's going to get a 10
one
pounds.
One girl gets 10 pounds. Wow.
Licorice. Make a stand to the teeth.
Oh,
stand
man. Right to the teeth. Alicia's saying, no candy. None. That's right. You go make that money so we can spend it.
See what I mean?
Hey, you know, make that money, Daddy. That's what daddies are supposed to do, man. That's all you can do. Now, how many hours are you putting in? You're putting in 40 with corrections, right?
I'd probably put in, John, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not going to bullshit you.
I don't care. I don't want you to say anything that's going to get you in trouble.
No, I ain't going to get in trouble. Okay. I'm being dead ass serious. Okay. My wife and all these other people, I am busy every day life. I keep myself busy every day. So, one, I don't get my ass in trouble.
Well, that's one thing.
I'm not out drinking and driving.
That's one thing. I
got two young boys.
Priorities, brother.
I got my shit together.
That's good.
I got my shit together.
Priorities. And
there's a lot of, I would say there's a lot of people jealous out there, but I've had a few people say, worry about your competition. And I'm going to say this right now. There's another business in Millville.
Right.
It's called DWR Enterprise.
Okay. Okay. Devin Riley.
Devin Riley. His father is a lawyer, Mr. Riley.
Okay.
Them two dudes have been great to me.
Right.
They're a little bit older. Rick's your age. Right. Devin's a few years older than me.
Okay.
I sat down with them dudes. They steered me straight, showed them being business, this and that. They're great dudes.
That's cool.
Great guys.
That's all that matters.
That's it.
See, here's the thing for me. A lot of people think that you have to make more money than the next guy.
That's the thing.
But you know what? To me, if you're in a business, and I technically, I guess I have one, a little one going now. I've been in a business before. I'm not worried necessarily about the guy next door. I'm worried about me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Is my business reputable? Is my business affordable? Can my business continue to make money? If somebody says, we'll say, Bob, you got to go out and beat Bob's. Well, guess what?
That's right.
You know, as long as I'm making enough money doing my thing, that's all I'm worried about.
I have a few buddies that also do the power washing thing, and I don't look at their page. I mean, it's nothing personal.
Oh, no.
I don't want to see what everybody else is doing because I do my own thing.
Yep.
And I have a lot of people that call me. I give people fair prices,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. I don't worry about what this company does or that company does.
Yeah, I think you're the right. Only, I think that's the best attitude to have with it.
The only thing I do worry about is making my customers happy.
That's the key.
So they continue to tell other people. And
yeah, that's the key.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Because you know what? That's to me what a business is all about. You're going to have a good business, I should say, if you make your customers happy.
That's right.
The one thing is going to follow the other. I mean, obviously, spend or, I mean, any.
And I don't want to put the people's names out there.
Right.
But I'm no longer friends with them on Facebook. I don't enter. But there was two good friends of mine, really good friends I grew up with.
Right.
They screwed me over with the power washing because, one, I was their friend.
Okay. I got a couple friends that are going to probably jump in here if they are watching and let me know that, no, it's not right. But they tell you, don't buy a car from a friend. Don't go to a used car or a new car. Don't buy a car from a friend if they're a car dealer. And don't buy a house. Don't do real estate with a friend because you're going to find out that they're not as much as your friends as they are about the almighty dollar.
My wife's watching right now. She knows who I'm talking about, and she knows. I really can't say I've lost friends. I mean, people come, and the way I feel about it now, people come in and out of your life. And
right.
That's the way life is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I don't mean to sound heartless.
No.
But, John, the way I am, I mean, this whole past year was a whole life-changing experience for me, seeing how I grew up. I mean, I'm still the crazy son of a gun that people talk to every now and then, but I'm still wild, but
oh yeah.
I mean, I calmed down a little bit. I'm on the school board now down at downtown. Woo-wee,
for
my kids.
Listen,
I got my hand
Mr.
a little bit.
Politician
got
there.
My
oh,
hand
yeah,
a little
Mr.
bit.
Civic
everything.
Duty now.
But as I said,
I would have never guessed that a while back.
Yeah, I'd do it to keep my ass out of trouble.
Well, that's true.
That's it.
Well, that and you got the kids, so the school board
they
thing is good.
Right,
look
up
you
got
to look right. Exactly, they got to look up to somebody. You have an interest in what your kids are doing, hence the school board.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great, and that's the way it should be.
And I wish a lot of my friends that live down in downtown ship,
mm-hmm.
in the upcoming future, will also do the same shit I'm doing. Jump on the school board,
right.
any township they live in.
Yeah,
I don't care if you live here, Millville, Vineland. Getting your kids' future. I mean,
yeah, that's important.
School definitely ain't the same shit when you were there. I was there. I mean,
oh, that's a lot different.
Paul, tell you, we went to Bridgeton. There was no metal detectors. There was none of that shit. There was nobody bringing guns in.
You know what your metal detector was? In my case, this was a long time ago, obviously, when they could do that. My metal detector was a first grade teacher with a ruler. You brought something in there you weren't supposed to have.
No, we had nothing like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. It was old school back then, though, where I went.
I remember they just started having cops in the school.
Yeah,
Bridgeton cops.
Where have we gone? That's just crazy.
My junior or senior year, but they weren't doing.
Right.
They were there just for curiosity.
Yeah, but now they need to actually kick in and do stuff. Yeah, search people and run the wand over them, and it's really crazy.
I live down in Newport, and I go there. My son stays there after every day.
Okay.
You got to pick him up before 5.
Yeah. He's
playing with the kids after school, so I go. Me and my wife go pick him up. And you got to buzz yourself to get in the door. And I can remember you just used to slide in the door.
Yeah.
And say, you got to buzz shit
now.
Yeah,
now you
got to
buzz in, metal detectors.
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I get it. I do get it. The times have changed. There's a lot of creeps out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not like we don't have to do it. We have to do it. I mean, we're not saying we don't need the protection. We obviously knew we need to have people in there, schools. But it's a shame that we've gotten to that point.
I mean, there's people you can shoot shit with and you think, you know, I'm missing that. Next thing you know,
they're doing,
doing crazy shit.
Yep. So it's
am
not.
Am I allowed to say that on here?
Crazy shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why not? Whoops! I guess we can.
It happens.
That's what it is when the podcast is. It's not really censored. I mean, obviously, we don't like to get gross and nasty and be mean to people. But I mean, word or two slips out once in a while. We're good with that. I don't care. I say it most of the time. So.
I hope the Phillies lose. I hope the Eagles lose.
bad language, yeah, this mother.
We'll change it up, and it's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what. I watched last night's game, or at least the second half, most of it, I guess.
Yeah.
That was some ugly basketball by both teams. I knew why.
It just changes so much. Like, I watched the Golden State game the other day.
Yeah.
They're flopping.
Yeah, I saw that too. I saw that too.
Jordan Barkley didn't do no shit like that.
No. Oh, no, no.
No.
Jordan Barkley,
Ewing, them dudes,
Bird, Moses, Ewing, Magic. You know, those guys didn't do that.
I was telling a guy about this work, a younger guy at work the other day about this. He was like, them guys today would kill this and that. Bill Laimbeer would have beat their ass.
Oh, he would have crushed them.
White guy here.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. And Rick Mahorn.
Absolutely.
Mahorn and Laimbeer together? Yeah. Oh, man, you weren't going to do anything.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Dennis Rodman, later.
Later
was
on,
still
he was still nuts. Yeah, when he was with Chicago.
But he was grabbing rebounds.
But that's all he wanted to do.
That's it.
Didn't want to score points.
You can't get a guy like
that. He'd pass a little bit because he'd pass out.
Let me ask, who's the guy in the NBA right now that's all he wants to do is play defense? And
I don't know if there are any.
No, they all want to throw 50 of them and get trouble.
Yeah, they want to throw the three-pointer. They want to even. I mean, when you got a guy like Embiid, 7'2", 7'3", and he wants to throw the three-pointer up, I mean, that's what's crazy to
go
me. Is those guys.
I want my oldest son, Adam, to play basketball so bad.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to tower over me. Yeah. He's hitting that stage right now. He's 8, and you can tell he's going to be a tall kid. I just want him to back somebody down the lane and dunk on him.
Just dunk on him.
Touch dunk on him.
That would be cool if you have the video just one time. Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? Oh, man, that'd be sweet. So I got some friends watching here. Joe Dudek tuned back in. Thanks, Joe. Chrissy Icavelli. Chrissy. She's the bomb. Chrissy's awesome. And we talked about Jeannie. And a buddy of mine from North Jersey, New York area, Matty Coughlin's watching. You ever watch get on Facebook? He's got a thing. He put it out for me when it was my birthday last week before, whatever it was, I don't know. But you know, I always say I'm getting older, and he said something about happy birthday. I said, oh man, he does this thing called Breaking Balls News.
There you go.
And I'm like, oh man, it would have been a great present to be on Breaking Balls News. So he posts a picture. It's actually my profile picture at the moment, and it's him looking like he's an anchor man, and then he's got another picture next to it of whatever the story is, and then he puts something underneath. Nice. I think he put on there that John Harris's house key was John Harris. I don't want to say he's getting or something along the lines. John Harris's Ben Franklin used John Harris's house key on his kite. I was like, holy crap, that's actually a good one. That was great. Yeah, so that worked great. So thanks, Maddie. That was an awesome birthday gift. A joke is all I need. Somebody making fun of that. That's fine, and it can be of me. I don't give a rat. So it's great. So we have a couple things we do every week, and one of them I have him here is Albert Casper's, or it's Casper's Power Washing, LLC. He's actually in the building, so we're actually going to do it. This is almost like an infomercial for the next few minutes. So, so we talked about it. You actually are going to, is branching out to Delaware now to give estimates?
I've been in Pennsylvania, Delaware. I haven't, New York's kind of far.
New York's a bit far. You'd have to
Delaware,
charge for that.
Yeah. Delaware, but I mostly do Cherry Hill and Cape May.
In between Cherry Hill and Cape May?
5,000. I have closed since January. Paul and I have, I've got close to 400. I was looking at it today, almost 400.
Yeah, so it was right, this stopped, and I didn't catch it.
I got close to 400 new customers since
January. Since January?
So
holy
January,
moly.
February, March, April, 4 months.
Wow.
Almost 100 people reached out.
Wow.
And I'll keep saying, hey, I got people hitting me up here now still messaging me for estimates. Hey, keep calling. The best thing I can do is come back and give you free estimate. That's all. Honest.
Yeah.
And
that's all you can do.
I'm not patting myself on the back, but.
Well, go ahead. Actually, you were. You did.
I'm happy.
But
keep it going.
I'll tell you, this building, for one, which is in Bridgeton, the Quinn Broadcasting Building, I saw what this building looked like before they hit it. Yeah, it did. It was
Paul and I were cleaning this. Oh my god,
it was
bad. This place, I just came here tonight, and I ain't been here since January, and it looks phenomenal.
And it still looks good.
Yeah. Well, even the inside, you got.
Well, yeah, they did a lot of remodeling in here and stuff.
But if you took, I'm sure that Zach has the before and afters of the place.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say that. But let everybody know your website. Right, you're still on the website or just
nope.
Google?
No. Nope.
We got
nope.
Facebook.
You can Google me, Facebook me.
That's
just
it.
Go on
That's
Albert
it.
Casper.
That's right, Facebook.
And Casper's Power Washing. I am on Google. If you just Google Casper's Power Washing
yep.
LLC.
You are on there.
It'll pop up with Adam on there holding my oldest holding a sign. Zach, I can't thank him enough for telling everybody the new slogan.
Yep.
Get down with the goose.
Get down with the ghost, man. Because
if you ain't getting down with the goose,
you ain't getting down.
You ain't getting down.
You ain't getting down.
You ain't getting down.
You ain't nothing.
Tell them, Paul.
That's it. So it's a really cool deal, folks, because what it is if you look at your house and you say, oh my God, this thing looks like a wreck, and there's some people who wouldn't bother power washing. They'd go out and say, hey, let's paint over it. You're talking about a lot of money and time.
People. I went and gave two estimates last night in Vineland, in East Vineland.
Right.
And these are $500,000, $600,000. I mean, I don't mean to be rude, people, but they got more money than brains. Because this one guy's house,
right.
Beautiful.
Right.
He has like stucco in the front.
Right.
Stucco and brick. Then the other side is vinyl.
Yep.
He was like, I was thinking about just tearing it down and putting new.
Nuts.
And I asked the guy, I said, excuse me. So I was like, sir, how old is your home? He said, it's 3 years old. And I was like, you
and he's
going to
rip
clean.
It apart.
Said,
all he
no,
needs
yeah,
to clean. That's all he needs.
Brains.
I was just going to say that. If I'll tell you what, I would think clean it first before you make that decision anyway, just to see what it's going to look like. Because it's
more money than brains.
Yeah.
Mr. Harris.
I mean, yeah, oh God, Mr. Harris, I feel like my grandfather, for Christ's sake. Hi, Megan. Megan Brennan's a friend of mine. He works in Vineland. And thanks, Megan. Paul's got to get down with
the
goat.
He knows what time it is. I wish Paul was here. He'd have me later.
Oh man, but you gotta give it a shot, folks. Because I'll tell you what, you're gonna spend a lot more money painting and a lot more money putting up vinyl siding than you are cleaning this thing. And you guys usually get done. An average house in about what 3-4 hours?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it matters.
The size and everything, and what it is, and what's on it.
If the people have good water pressure, me and Paul
right.
can both run a machine. And if they don't have any water at all, I bring my own water.
You've got your own.
Paul and I built a trailer.
Okay.
Our own two Bridgeton High School educations.
There you go.
That knowledge that Bridgeton High School gave me and Paul.
Yep.
We built a trailer.
Okay.
I bring 500 gallons of my own water.
Right.
And mostly it's you get the people down the shore that own the summer homes.
Right.
They don't go down and turn the water on, but they want it done, so no problem.
Yeah.
It just
okay.
costs a little bit more.
Just
but
yeah.
They got it.
That's all that matters, right? So I want to say hi to everybody.
I'm
going
like
to
say this again too. I hope the Phillies lose.
Ah, oh, see that had nothing to do with the advertising
throw that out
commercial
there.
Here.
Bryce Harper's a bum. He's got nice hair, beautiful hair. He's
you
a
know,
bum.
We you'll like this. Before they signed Harper, the week before, we were doing the sports show just a practice run, a dry run. So it wasn't even on Facebook, I don't
okay.
think. And then, so what happened was, we're all going around the room making predictions and stuff like that. And I'm like, he's not even going to sign with the Phillies, that bum. And
yeah.
I'm calling everything in the book. And I'm like, you don't want him anyway. Just wait a year. Get Mike Trout. Just hold off. Wait a year. Blah, blah, blah. He's not signing with the Phillies. And 2 days later, he signed with the Phillies. I'm like, boy, if I was on TV, I'd look like a schmuck.
Not,
and then I went, you
I
know,
I
don't care.
Imagine.
I really didn't think he was coming.
Money.
Oh,
I wouldn't know what to do.
No.
I would go.
I wouldn't know what.
Crazy.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Well, no. It's not really that nice
of
a problem.
One of my kids can hit a curveball.
That's all. Hit a curveball. Hit a three or, kick a field goal. I wouldn't want my kid to play football. But if he can kick a field goal, I'd be all right with that. Or a punt. Probably a field goal.
Yeah, it's like so crazy now. They got head injuries.
Head injuries and stuff that they've had for a long time.
Kid from Millville, I wish him the best, even though he's going to Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously, he's going to play with Nick Foles. So.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Go Steelers.
Yeah, go Steelers. Here we go. Go Steelers. Yeah. I'll tell you, maybe not this year, but I think within a year or two, the draft that they've had, and if they get a couple more decent players, I think they're going to be right back.
How do you feel about your Kansas City Chiefs?
Terrible. Terrible. For two reasons. They did draft somebody that looks like will replace Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
And everybody's even saying this kid's that good that, you know, Hill's days with the Chiefs are gone.
I remember that kid, the wide receiver from Ole Miss, the real big giant.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Looks like,
where'd he end up?
He went to the Seahawks.
Did he go to
the Seahawks? And he showed up at his press conference to meet the coach. Or
right.
For
the oh, is he the one with no shirt? Oh, and then huge. Carroll took his shirt off?
Yeah, he's huge.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Looks,
I was
he
like,
looks just like Megatron.
Yeah. He played for Detroit. I mean, you couldn't like carve that guy out of stone. I saw that. I was like, oh,
he's
man.
Like saying he's got a bad concussion problem or leg problem or something. But, you know, I hope he's the best for him.
Yeah. Well, now that they haven't been playing for a little while, too, you hope that everything. Yeah, I think I he
cannot,
had a leg problem.
I cannot wait.
He did. He had a groin or leg problem, and that's why he sat out. Actually, he had it working out to go to the either his combine or his pro day, and he was working out prepping for that, and he hurt his knee.
I can't wait for week 14 or 16 or the other.
Which is it?
What Steelers at the Jets. I'll be there, and I'm going to make sure.
And you're going to be wearing all.
I hope Le'Veon gets laid out.
Oh, man. Boom. He probably will. Boom. He probably will.
Actually, I'm not wishing that bad on these guys because these football players.
Oh,
they
take a beating.
They make so much money, but they do take a beating.
Yeah, they do.
But he took less money.
Yeah.
Idiot. But yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, you got to do what you got to do, you know? So, good luck to them, but I'm still a Chiefs fan and an Eagles fan, so I think the Chiefs are going to take, because they already lost their decent running back when they lost Kareem Hunt, and they may do, but Mahomes had to throw the ball 40. Problem now is he's also lost his best receiver.
But you see, now you have the curse.
Oh yeah,
he's on. AB on there last year. So
yep, well, there you go.
So that means you guys will be 4-12
this
year.
Yeah, we're 4-12. He's going to play terrible. I just hope he doesn't get hurt because that's a lot of what the curse is, too.
Yeah, that Madden cover.
That Madden
cover. If you go back and look, I don't think anybody that's been on the cover that next year has did anything. Because McNabb was on there.
He took a nose. Actually, yeah, he lost.
Vince Young was on there.
He
went crazy.
He went nuts.
I'm going back. Oh
man.
To think who else was on there. AB was on there for us last year.
Yeah.
He turned out being a
baller. Adrian Peterson was on 1 year.
He's
coming back, but he didn't that year. That year was the year I think he had.
And I also think a lot of people are, I don't want to get on the whole sports thing, but if I may, I think he's going to be all right.
The quarterback they drafted?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he might be down the road.
He's been the Manning brothers, training facility?
Yeah,
and training camps for 5 years.
I think that's going to make a difference. Yeah. I think they already know what his weaknesses are, and they're going to be able to, I think they think if it's a delivery problem and footwork, that's something to bridge him to that.
Now, wasn't the kid the Redskins got, wasn't he from, was he from North Jersey?
Ohio State. I don't know where he was from originally. I think he was from D.C. area.
Yeah, he was 20 minutes away from there, so that's good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I mean. Yeah, that's a home thing. So, yeah, and they're saying, you know, everybody's like, they're going to take him, but he's got issues too. His arm isn't great. His accuracy is not great. He's not mobile.
A lot of my friends that are the Eagles, I think Carson Wentz is the truth. I really think the dude is.
I wouldn't have been, and I did say this one on, and I think I said it on Facebook, and got some people reacting right away as soon as I said it, which is part of what you want to do anyway. When you're doing a sports show, but it was the truth. I was like, I wouldn't be brokenhearted if they made Foles the starter and did a trade with Wentz, but they'd have to get a lot to give him away.
Then,
if you don't get a lot,
and
boom.
Where he's got a couple injuries, you want to get teams.
Right.
To...
Well, that's the other point is he has had injuries. He's got to work through a season completely without injuries and see what happens. And if he can get through a season, I think his numbers and I think. The winning is going to be terrific,
well,
but he's got
to
get through.
If he needs to build some strength up, I'm sure Paul will get a hold of him this
week. I was
going to
say, you know, you got a few weeks.
He
can come out.
He can do some concrete.
He can do a few power washing gigs, right?
Man, we'll line him up.
That's
sign
the kind
a couple
of
balls.
That's
you know?
The kind of guys you are.
That's real.
You sacrifice yourselves for the good
Kareem,
of...
Kareem didn't pan out.
Well, you knew he wasn't going to pan out. He wasn't.
Tyreek ain't going to be allowed to do anything.
No, you're taking a chance, but he probably won't be able to do much.
He's going
to
smack Paul with the belt.
That's going to be the
Over
problem.
Paul's back
Over
up.
Paul's back.
Assassin him.
Oh, man, that's no good, Paul. Don't take that from him, Paul. So I'm going to go ahead and give the movie review. Movie review is brought to you and sponsored by a friend of mine named Margie Holman. She sponsors the movie review. And... it's an old movie. I had to go back and watch it because last week I reviewed Stupid and Futile Gesture, which was the story of the guy that wrote Animal House and Caddyshack, which is Doug Kenny. So I had to sacrifice myself because it's that time of year. I had to go back and watch Caddyshack. So... And I'm going to tell you something. Every time I watch it, I've either forgotten something or there's a new joke that I completely missed. There are some people in here. Ted Knight plays the greatest straight man you ever want to see. Obviously, he's passed away since now. And, of course, once you learn some of the backstories about how the movie was made, you realize that it wasn't very far off his real personality. Smarter than he played, but very straight-laced and very conservative.
Yeah.
Then you had Rodney, who was even wilder than his character. And there's a great story about Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack that that they tell, is that if you watch an extended version of the DVD or something, that Harold Ramis, of course, the great director and writer who since passed away as well, he tells the great story of Rodney, where Rodney's out there giving lines. The first movie Rodney Dangerfield was ever in. And he's out there giving his lines, and nobody's laughing. And actually what he didn't realize is a lot of them are walking away, because he's giving these lines, and they're all great freaking lines. You know, like when he talks about Wang, and he goes, "Wang, what are you, Jewish?" You know, I mean, it's an Asian guy. I mean, it's like, you know, he's taking pictures. "Wang, stop taking pictures. It's, you know, it's a car," whatever. I mean, it's a car. "Wait, save some film. We're going to be here all weekend," you know, stuff like that. But he had great lines. But he's given a couple of them as he's on the course for a scene. And guys like Chevy Chase and Ramis and Doug Kenny, who wrote it, they're all walking away, and other people that aren't in the scene. And he's wondering, you know, they said, "Okay, cut." And the scene was done. And he's like, "What? What happened?" He's like, "You know, bombed." Because nobody's laughing. He's not used to that. You go on stage, you get laughs, and you get, yeah. You know. He's thinking he bombed because no one's laughing. He doesn't know that they all said they had to walk away because the sound would have picked up their laugh, and they were laughing so hard. Because it's not, with him, it's not just his voice, but it's his manner, facial expressions, his physical movements. Oh, he was hysterical. And, of course, they put him in a great wardrobe for most of it, yeah. Too. I mean, if you're looking for a movie with a story, you know, you're looking in the wrong place when you look for Caddyshack. If you're looking for a movie that's a lot of fun, it's got everything from slapstick to sarcasm to just flat-out funny lines. There's a little bit of a story in there if you want to go with that as something to wrap it all up. And once you learn some of the background stories, like Bill Murray has two, probably more, but two complete that he makes up on the spot. The Dalai Lama scene, Bill rants in the script. That's it. And his whole Dalai Lama scene with the pitchfork up against the kid's throat.
Yeah.
Kid, later on as an adult, said, "I was scared to death. I didn't know what he was doing. I got this pitchfork up against my neck. I didn't know." I'm like, "Please don't get overly excited, Mr. Murray." You know, he says, "I'm thinking all this." The scene with him and Chevy Chase in the clubhouse, in the garage, where they made that up because Ramis realized, as did the other writer, Doug Kenny, that, hey, we've got this great movie going on with all these great comics, but Bill Murray and Chevy Chase aren't in one scene together at all.
Isn't that something?
And that's the way it was written, and they were like, "No, no, no, we can't have that." So they had to at least put him in one scene, and that was the scene they had. And Ramis took him to lunch. The three of them came up with it at lunch, went right back, and filmed it almost right away, and they said it was like three takes, and they had it. And they were both improvising as they went on. And actually, they said at the time, Murray and Chase didn't like each other. And they said the movie kind of got them a little closer together and got them to understand each other a little bit. So, great movie. If you want to just have a good time and just want to laugh, and it's one of them movies that if you don't want to watch it all the way through, you can stop it, pick it right back up. The jokes are there, constant. It's continually funny. I recommend Caddyshack. Obviously, it's not in the theaters. I think it's still on Netflix. You can also rent it, obviously. Watch it, folks, because it's a classic, and it's, to this day, it's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. And I don't say that lightly.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie. Actually, it was on the other, I think it was on HBO a couple nights ago.
Was it? I was going to say, if you can watch it without commercials.
Bill was fighting with the gopher. That's how I caught the end
of it. Okay, you caught the end of it then, probably, or toward the end, yeah. You get a chance to watch it without commercials, obviously. That's better because when it's on TNT or TBS or something like that, it gets ripped to shreds. And every 8 minutes, they stop for another 8 minute commercial break. And the hour and a half movie takes about 2.5 hours, and you don't get the flow of it. You know, great movie though. And so if you ever want to watch a funny movie, it's just going to make you laugh. You don't have to know much about golf. You don't have to know people and different walks of life. You know, the rich versus the not so rich, the snotty against the working class. Great movie, a lot of fun to watch. So I recommend it with 5 visits to the public John, 5 flushes. I recommend Caddyshack. That's the highest flushes, and that's about the highest you can get. So, I'm watching it. You're gonna like it because I do. So if you like me, and you go, hey, it's a smart ass kind of a movie, you'll like it. So
you recommend it.
I recommend watch it without commercials. I mean, it's okay to take a break and all, but don't watch it with commercials. You gotta watch. So there's the movie review. Thanks to Margie Homan for sponsoring the movie review, and thanks to my friend Albert here. We still have a few minutes. We appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't take a sponsor like Albert if I didn't believe in his work. And I've seen his work firsthand. And these guys work hard. They get out there and they do their thing. Give them your phone number again.
It's Catcher's Power Washing LLC. Number is 856-297-2984.
857-296-2984, right?
856.
856.
297.
297.
2984.
2984.
Get down with the ghost.
Get down with the ghost. Woo! So that's what you want to do, folks, is get down with the ghost. I'm going to look and see how much time. We got about 15 minutes left or so, my friend. Our streaming time, if you're listening to us on Wildfire Radio, we're not sure what happened there. Obviously, you're back on. But apparently, we did have some type of interruption, but we'll be okay. And we'll get this on to, we're on iTunes. So if you want to go on iTunes and just type in the Public John, please subscribe to the podcast as well. Also on Google Play, same thing. Type on Google Play, type in the Public John. We're on there as well. You can also go back and listen to episodes if you'd rather just stream it on wildfireradio.com. Either in the search field, you can type in the Public John, or you can type in wildfireradio.com/the-public-John. So
there it is.
There it is right there. Robin Carter Bryant's watching us. Thank you, Robin. Do you know Robin? Or do I know Robin? I probably know Robin. Robin Carter Bryant? Oh, I know who Robin Carter Bryant is. Okay. Thank you, Robin, for tuning in. Appreciate it. I appreciate all you guys that have tuned in tonight. One of those things that I like to do, and it's basically, I will say, it's basically for me, like Albert says, it's your show, do what you want.
Yeah,
man.
You got to.
You know, you got to do what you want. So I appreciate all my friends and everybody that tunes in, and all of Albert's friends that have tuned in as well. I'm going to give you a rundown of some places I'm going to be, either holding shows or performing or something between John Harris Comedy and Jersey Comedy. They're basically almost one and the same. At this point, I think John Harris Comedy is going to be where am I going to play? Where am I going to perform? And in Jersey Comedy is shows I'm putting together with friends and with other comics. And we go out through, again, South Jersey area, Philly area, down the shore. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be a fun summer. Next week on the Public John, on next Thursday, the 9th, we're going to be at Jude's Alibi Room in Waterford Works, right on the White Horse Pike.
Route 30.
They will even tell you it's a dive bar. It's in Winslow Township. I walked in there. It is a dive bar, but you know what? It's the best dive bar ever. People are really great. There's 2 indoor bars, and this time of year she opens up an outdoor bar. It's kind of like a tiki bar, that kind of a thing. We're going to be there May 9th, and the reason I'm going to be there May 9th is I'm going to be with Jude, the owner of the club, the owner of the bar, and I'm going to be with a headliner. We're going to have a show there Saturday, June 29th. Going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to go out on the 9th and let you guys see some of the people that hang around, or at least try to get some of the atmosphere that we're going to have at Jude's on Saturday the 29th. That's May 9th, the Public John podcast. And we're going to have the headliner on. I don't know if you've ever seen her, man. She's the Tasteless Diva, Natalie Levant. This woman's like 80-some years old and still out there kicking it and is funny as hell. She really is. Hey, there's Mallory. Mal, what's going on? Mal's a friend of mine and her sister and her sister's boyfriend, Big Chuck. Big Chuck just hosted one of our shows, our last one for the summer at Leatherheads. So we've got some things coming up with Jersey Comedy and John Harris. We're going to be in Cape May. Memorial weekend Friday, the 24th. We're opening up at Carney's. Great place. Right across the street from the beach, man.
Can't beat that.
You can't beat that. Awesome place.
Cape May's great place.
Great place. Keep watching or go online and check with us. Tickets for that are available at Eventbrite. And again, we keep the shows reasonable. It's like $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Because the whole thing that we wanted to do was make shows affordable.
That's right.
So come down to Cape May and start the summer off right at Carney's. We're going to have a great time down there. They have awesome drinks. It's a great atmosphere. They have two bars in there. We're obviously going to fill one of them. We hope anyway, fill it. So come on out, guys. Like I said, $10 in advance on Eventbrite.com and $15 at the door right across from the beach. May 24th, which is the Memorial Day weekend, we're going to open down there. Open the shore, baby. Open it right. Yeah, so let's get it going. No, man. Big Troy Moore's going to headline. He's hysterical. Dave D. I like to call Dave an urban comedy legend. Young guy, but he's really funny. Wow, anybody compared to me is a young guy, dude. So pretty a lot. Yeah, it does happen. Friend of mine, Spencer Prescott, who was hysterical. Spencer and another guy from down there, Jay Watkins. Those two guys, Jay is from down that area. Those two guys don't really need to have an act. They can walk up, one or two quick lines to start, and then they are off. And they are off the charts. And they're watching both of them and how they work. I envy them both. I'm going to host, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun with me and Dave D and Troy and Spencer and Jay. Going to be a lot of fun to open up the season. So come on down to Carney's May 24th. Watch us on the 9th. Like I said, the podcast is going to be on from Jude's Alibi Room, and we're going to be there Saturday, June 29th. If the weather's nice, we're going to be outside on the tiki board. It's beautiful out there.
Hopefully it doesn't
rain. But if it does, we're going to be able to go inside to one of the other bars that's adjacent to it. But we're going to be ready to go. We're going to have a good time this summer, folks, I'll tell you. And we're going to a few other places that we've got that we're lining up right now, local South Jersey places. Same thing. We want to keep the shows affordable, so you guys come on out. We're going to do some of the promo work on the Public John. But go on the Facebook pages. You can also go on johnharriscomedy.com. And we keep a calendar going for all the things I'm doing and that Jersey Comedy's doing, the podcast is doing. So we keep the calendar current. So we're going to have a great time this summer. Come on out, see some shows. Zach was out. We had a good show in Elmer. Zach came out and hosted. I got him to host over in Elmer at New Dodges Market.
Okay. They just have good sandwiches.
They still have good food. We did a dinner comedy show combination. Great food. Oh, my God. They had a chicken parm that night that was just like, oh, my God. I wanted to pack it up and take it all home. I wanted to, like, everybody else get away.
Years I've been out there.
Oh, it's great food. It was awesome. So my friend Dave was out there again. I think Big Chuck was there. No, I don't think he was. Zach hosted and did a nice job again. It's a couple times I've had to draft him into things. This time it was set for him to host, and he came out, hosted, and he did a real nice job. We had a couple people do three spots that wanted to do it. Had some great comics. Gina Gibbons was there. Aisha Henry was there. I did a quick five-minute set. I wasn't going to do one. I wasn't even on the bill, but a couple people talked me into it.
Twisted your leg.
Yeah, they did. They did. And twist my arm, yeah, which is easy to do because I don't have any arms right now. So basically, no strength in them. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we went. We had a good time. And that's really all that matters. So I think Margie Homan played on that one too. She's done some things, and yeah, she did actually. She did a few minutes. So Debbie Giacomoni from Atlantic City did some stuff. So we had. I don't think Margie did go on, but we had a good time.
That's Elmer, what it's all about.
That's all the time. Want to keep it affordable so everybody can have a great time. So there's a couple of the shows coming up, and there's going to be some more stuff, some Public John stuff on location, probably all summer long.
I'm going to have I'm going to put a request in.
That
on June 22nd.
Okay.
It's a Saturday.
Yes, sir. It is.
I am throwing a summertime party at my house. And I would like to invite the Public John. To broadcast.
Broadcast the party.
Whoever guest you want. I'll be on the grill.
You'll be on the grill?
People can bring your kids. I mean, friends of John. You're more than welcome to come by. It's technically a birthday party for my son, but I'm not asking anybody to bring the gifts. We have a party in the summer. We didn't do one last year because the weather had one.
Telling
everybody now.
How old is he?
My son will be 3.
Oh, man. That's a great age for a son, for a kid. You know, don't get me wrong; he's going to keep getting into everything for a while, but that's a great age. Enjoy that.
So I'm inviting you, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, to Public John at a party.
There's a party.
Hell yeah!
Party. There will be a DJ there. Food.
We will work
slides. There'll be tents. So big
ass.
All the big guys there can't sit in the. It is BYOB because I'm not providing anybody drinking.
And driving. That's right. Good move, Mike.
But I will have drinks there for myself.
Perfect.
But Casper's Power Washing is having a giant extravaganza.
Awesome.
On June 22nd.
Sweet. As it gets closer.
Until whenever.
As it gets closer, we'll give out. We'll get the address from you and we'll give it out.
Absolutely.
And we'll do that. And I'm going to plan on that.
I would like you to be there.
I'm going
to
pencil it in. I'm going to plan on it.
With the Public John.
Yep.
Promoting the Public John.
Promote the Public John, my friends. I think we're gonna plan on that.
There you go.
Broadcast our first live party.
Hey, it's going down.
It's going down.
It's going down.
I'm getting down with the ghost at the ghost's crib. Yeah.
Paul will be there.
Paul's going to be there?
Oh, absolutely. He's got a choice. He's going to be right next to
him.
He's got no choice.
Well, man, because you know what we'll do.
Oh, so I'm saying it right now.
We'll
Mr.
all
Harris.
Walk over to his house and just take it over.
I'm saying it right now.
June 22nd.
Casper's Power Washing will be shut down. Not in the morning, because if I got a job or something to do,
we'll knock it out before noon. Right.
We'll knock it out in the morning.
Yep.
But come 2 o'clock, we're partying
it's
down.
Party time. That's it.
It's going down.
You see Paul. Shots.
Yeah, he never knows the time of this.
He knows it's shot time, baby. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Sounds good to me. So I think we're at the point where we're going to get ready to wrap this up. Yeah, we are. We will have this. I'll have to do a little work because it looks like we had a network issue. But that's okay. We're going to go ahead and we have a backup plan. So I will have a continual stream on Wildfire Radio and on iTunes and Google Play within the next day or two so that you can hear our whole show because it's always a lot of fun. I can't believe it's up already. But we're well over an hour.
Let's go Braves. Let's go Steelers.
Oh, jeez. Let's go Braves. Let's go Steelers.
Oh, let me ask you. Who
you got to remember, I'm a Red Sox fan, too.
Who do you like in the Stanley Cup?
Ooh, well, oh, man. See, you're going to get me started.
I like the Sharks.
Sharks are pretty good.
Sharks are the stars. I want somebody out west to win.
Oh, yeah? Somebody out west to win? Let me tell you something. I probably should have – we could have talked about it earlier and – I'll probably talk about some bit tonight on the sports show, or I may bring it up again. But I am really considering, and I have been pretty close to a lifelong Flyers fan. But what they've done with the removal of Kate Smith's statue and the cover before they ever knew anything about the woman, and to me it's like the Yankees did it. Well, I don't care about the Yankees; they're idiots. I never liked the Yankees anyway; they're morons. Don't care. Look at the lady's history, and you're going to see she was so anti-racist.
I did that. She was on Broadway singing with a black eye.
Right. Do you know how many times
all the money she donated for the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the World War II? Mm-hmm. Come on. That's crazy. This shit's crazy.
The songs that they were talking about, if you listen or read the lyrics, you're going to find out that what they were doing was they were knocking all the stereotypes.
That's crazy.
And they were... they were making fun of racism back then.
The city of Wildwood.
She played at the Apollo over 2 dozen times. The Apollo in Harlem back then.
And the city of Wildwood.
Mayor Ernie Triunfo said, we will take the statue.
Yep.
We'll take it and we'll prominently display it. Yeah. And they continue to play her version of God Bless America every day when the boardwalk opens over the loudspeakers.
You'll get a few of the assholes to go out there and tear it up and do this and that. Cause
they'll watch it. I think Wildwood will watch it. I think they'll keep an eye on it. But I will tell you, I'm so disappointed. And to me, it's about the almighty dollar. They're worried about a few people being upset and maybe not being fans and posting stuff. Because if you notice, the whole thing died down.
Everybody got soft.
Because they've realized that we probably made a mistake, but now it's too late for the Flyers. They've taken her statue
down.
And
I'm sure
they said her version of God Bless America, they're not going to play.
When Penn State did it with Paterno. When Penn State did it with Paterno. I mean, what he knew about it wasn't right.
Right.
That killed that man.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it did.
They took his statues and shit down. That killed him.
I think so. But I'm to be honest with you, I'm leaning really heavily on just not even being a Flyers fan anymore. That's how bad it is.
That's bad.
Yeah. And I mean, I was a kid and I saw the first Stanley Cup wins, both of them back to back, 74 and 75. And there was a lot of great times and watching Bernie, who I met down in Ocean City, met Hextall. Of all places in Hamilton Mall with his little girl, I think it was at the time.
I remember the only harsh thing I can remember is like a kid
and he was still playing.
That made me sick is the year they did the strike baseball.
Yeah, yeah, stopped the season. Yeah.
My Atlanta Braves.
Oh, here we go.
Still on our hot streak.
Oh yeah. The Expos were leading the division, so it was going to be a knockdown dragout.
Yeah.
I think it would have been great. Yeah. That was upsetting too.
That's when it showed me what sports is and it's a business.
And that's when you find out it's all about money and everybody's self-interest. I mean, it's fun to watch to a point, but when it gets to a point that it's...
Football season, I get so hyped up over the Ravens. I can't stand them. The
Browns. Oh, yeah, you get all...
The
Browns are going to be tough.
The Browns and all the...
Browns are going to be tough. My brother thinks the Browns will win the division now. And he might be right.
They spent money. They're like the Yankees. They went and spent money.
Well, Cleveland hasn't spent money for years. So,
but now they
did. You're right. But now they did. So.
I know.
Yeah, but be careful. That two could both be against your team.
It happens.
You know, every team has its up and down years. So, except New England. And actually, they had down years ago. So
they're
due. They got them week one. Yep. Cool. Kill them. So
hopefully.
You might. We're going to get out of here. It's been a lot of fun talking to my friend Albert Casper. Casper's Power Washing Folks, LLC. Google him. Look him up on Facebook. Hit him up. Give him the phone number one more time.
856-297-2984.
That's Albert Casper Jr. from Casper's Power Washing Folks. Get down with a ghost.
That's right. All right?
Save yourself some money and clean that house first before you go painting and siding and all that stuff. Take a look at what it looks like before you decide to spend all that money and all that extra time.
You will be happy. I guarantee.
There you go. He guarantees. So, that's my friend Albert Casper. Thank you, sir. I'm going to get up and shut this thing off. So you'll see me slip from the picture. I'm going to turn off the audio feed now from Wildfire Radio. Thank you, folks, for tuning in.
Thank you.
And we hope you listen to us on iTunes and Google Play. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good night.
God bless.
And for those of you on Facebook, yes, I'm going to try and get my old ass up here.
Yeah, so I'm going to get up with you. One,
two, three. Oh, great. If I knew you were going to stand, I'd have had you just shut it off. Should be something there.